this is a huge deal. And the way I would describe it in talking to the wonderful naval guests we have is basically you need 5,000 people to make an aircraft carrier go.
Oh.
It's like a floating city.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a huge issue for the Navy to fully staff our ships at sea. The Army's no different. Roxana Tiranger is just known from Bloomberg Government, senior defense reporter here. And Roxana, the Army's in the same boat. It's maybe not the drama of 5,000 people, you know, on a holiday in Cape Town, South Africa. But the bottom is there's a war for talent. How's the Army going after our youth of America?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, so the Army is the largest service, the largest military service. And so they've been, you know, they've been having challenges for a long time now. They're just coming to a head. And they're looking to attract the youngest generation, right? The ones born after 1997. And they are going about it by surveying them and seeing how, what they understand about service in the Army. And it turns out that they think they do. They think they know a lot about the Army, but at the end of the day, they don't. And it, particularly about the benefits that they offer. So the Army is starting this campaign, 15-second ads that are highlighting the benefits you would get from the Army, as well as the quality of life, which is obviously, you know, a little bit counterintuitive, I think, for most of us. 30-day paid vacation, parental leave, educational benefits, pension, home ownership. So they're sort of laying all of this out in these short ads.
Okay, but are they underpaid? I mean, that's always been the rap here. Remember, Paul?
Yep, sure.
You know, they give officers $5,000 raises, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
Are they underpaid, particularly the enlisted personnel?
So compared to what they would get, you know, that's the war for talent, particularly in this economy, particularly after the pandemic, where people are reassessing their goals and reassessing their lives. This is the sort of the hard part, because you have, you know, you have Starbucks, you have Target, you know, people who pay more than $15 an hour. And so the Army has to step up basically and say, no, actually, we're just as competitive, if even more competitive than, these corporations that have stepped up their games as well.
Hey, Roxana, I mean, the world is a lot different in terms of hiring than when I was coming up on Wall Street, where it was about money and only money. Now, kids, they want the bigger picture. They want, am I doing right by the planet? Am I helping society? Do I have a wonderful place to work? Am I helping the carbon footprint and all these types of things? How does the Army position itself to that community?
I think you bring up a very important point. I think what the survey that the Army has conducted before they started this campaign showed that the, you know, sort of the Generation Z wants to be part of something bigger. They want to be part of an organization that does good, and so the Army has focused a lot on this aspect of, you know, you can do good, you can still have a fulfilling career and help the world. You don't necessarily have to go to combat. I think that was another issue where there was a lot of misconception about what the percentages of people that actually end up in combat. So you can have an entire Army career that is fulfilling without having to do that.
Roxana, thank you so much. Roxana, it's here on Bloomberg Government there in the War of Talent.